in my garage. I'd had it for a number of years. And the front legs where the niggers had drug them over them bricks and stuff like that, wore them, laid it down there. And somebody stole it. It had no value at all so far as they were concerned. The only value it had to me was some. That's the way it all about. Like my shotgun. My father's gun was out to my uncle's house, and that old house went and burned my gun and everything else up. During the war, between the states, of course the people come in and they robbed and killed and done everything that it was. And the only thing my grandmother and them had was a well. And that well was a round well with brick carving down there. And the only thing they saved was a chest of silver. They threw it in the well. After the thing was over with, the niggas went down and cleaned the well out, and I don't have it, my daughter had two of those spoons. And they were, my great-grandfather's name was Brown. He was a parish surveyor, him, and he got a bee on the spoons. But people don't realize what the South went through with this thing. The South lost everything. And they wonder how come you feel that way. We go over there in Japan, unprovoked, trying to lull you to sleep in Washington, had a damn sneak attack and sunk your battleship and killed thousands of people over there. And we go and rebuild the country and everything is hunky-dory. They kill the Southerners and all that kind of stuff. And you're another bunch of dirty bastards down here in this country because you think that it was wrong. It just don't make sense to me. Remember this, they're talking about the minority. Like I heard you know what I'm talking about.
William,
you know what I'm talking about. He was talking to some congressman from New York, and he was talking about the minority rule in Rhodesia. He says, you mean black majority, black rule, not minority, not majority rule. He says, you don't know how those people are going to vote. You don't know whether the niggas are going to vote with the whites or not. He says, you're talking about black. The same thing as him. Do you realize that of all the wars that you can think of, there was never a war for the white killing the blacks. It was always white killing whites. Think about that. Just think. Never was a war between the whites going down and killing the blacks. White killing whites.
Was it different years ago here?
No, I don't know that niggers have been on my family's place all of my life. I don't know if a nigger, my uncle was a doctor. The nigger got sick, they took care of him. If a nigger got sick, my mama saw that nigger got soup or whatever was necessary on that thing. I never have seen him. Of course, remember this, there's been more white slaves there never was black slaves in the world. The Romans, Spaniards, every one of them, all had white slaves, didn't they? Mm-hmm. So when they go to talking about these things, it's just because people have never read about it, they never studied it, or just don't know what is facts on these things. They take Martin Luther King. Why in the hell should we celebrate a thing for Martin Luther King, yet the fellas who's been a martyr, if he's a white man, they never pay any attention to him. I saw that your governor, your president over there, and I didn't vote for the gentleman, I saw your president giving some kind of a citation to Martin Luther King and kiss his wife on television. Now, he didn't have to do that.
I agree.
He could have gave it to her and went about and let on about his business. Why did he have to kiss her on that thing? See? Now, that makes that nigga think I should kiss her, too. I don't think that's right. He's representing me as well as he's representing her. And they talk about minority, majority rule. Who in the hell, they want majority rule in Rhodesia and minority rule in the United States? Just like William Buckley told this fellow, he said, I can't understand, you voted for to keep the United States from buying the chrome from Rhodesia, but you buy the same chrome from Russia and them twice as much. Does that make sense? Do you think you have paid for that?